One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Rigbiz podcast, for the first time in nearly 200 episodes, is dedicated to somebody. It's dedicated to the wonderful, the charming, the endearing, the handsome, the effervescent, the incredibly successful, the beautifully sexy, Pete Mullin. We love you, Pete. We're very proud of you. Right, should we get into the podcast? Yeah, this is getting a bit weird. Ciao.
More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies, more lies, more lies.
Come again, less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rigbiz podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and unsurprisingly, if you listened last week, I am sat next to an incredibly, incredibly hungover Mr. Archie Kirsten.
Running around, robbing banks, eating protein on the Rigbiz podcast.
Oh, you're in good spirits, though.
No, man, I'm hungover. Yeah, big weekend.
You were setting us up for a mammoth explosion last week. What happened?
Obviously, the weekend before, couldn't go out with the boys. They apparently had an unbelievable night. Like, all the pictures, like, absolutely gutted.
Yeah.
I said to you last week, I had to absolutely go for it.
Did, like, you make up for
blow
it?
The roof off it.
Did you make up for
so,
it?
So yeah, booked a hotel in the Windmill pub.
Oh,
like,
nice.
A hotel room.
Yeah.
Got a shed load of booze in. Yeah. I said to boys right after the game, once your shan changed, come and join me. We're going to have a room party. Room party. I got there. I'd had about 3 or 4 pints in the clubhouse after the game. We played bloody well. Had 3 or 4 pints, headed back to the hotel room. What's up, the boys saying, boys, come on. And like, let's go. Capitals go. There's a few boys who gave me a few thumbs up. You know when you can add the emoji on that?
Yeah.
Do thumbs up. I actually texted a couple of boys in the bums and guts. I was like, boys, I'm getting loose tonight. Right, nannies with Johnny Jono. I'm in the windmill.
Hotel room.
Get up here. Booze galore. Like, loads of people, like, doing like a winky face tongue emoji attached to the message. Like,
oh, right.
Unbelievable, that game.
Loads, like, of emoji
banter. What's that game was kicking up? And I was there, like, just looking at all these, like, emojis come on my messages. And I was thinking about gin and tonic, rum and ginger ale, champagne, Aperol spritz, tequila, lime and soda water. Ooh. Mate.
Loose.
So loose. I, like, passed out.
Passed out?
Yeah, completely passed out. Next thing I know, mate, it is 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. The police are busting down the door because I haven't been contactable. I just apparently drunk myself. People were worried because I was so excited about the emoji thing.
People
thought, like, my mental health state was a bit weird because I had, like, was liking their emoji. I was trying to like their emojis while drinking, getting really excited. But next thing I know, like, absolutely, I drunk so much. Don't mix your booze.
No.
Next thing I know, police come. I mean, gotta say, that is, I mean, not ideal, because I think I worried a lot of people and didn't really have a good night.
I had a
good night by myself.
Yeah.
But that is possibly the loosest night I've ever had. I mean, that's how loose it got. So in a way, did job done.
Yeah.
Job done. And I actually didn't feel too bad because, like, I did the police report. That was done by 3:30. Still had the room to 11 a.m. Slept there. Then it was
full English.
I could walk straight back home. Breakfast a bit awkward because they were looking at me because of their old palaver. The only downside, I had to pay for a new door.
Well, Archie, talking about your incredibly loose weekend, then we've got an incredibly loose guest.
I know what you're saying, but just quickly, Clodis, two things. We haven't had a button yet.
We haven't.
Another one.
Always when we do that button. Big shout out to Mario Toji. Tedious link to Saracens. Oh, I forgot his name again. The social media manager at Saracens.
Oh, he's
big shout out to him.
Such a legend.
Every week, I think we just caps off to him. You know what I like about him?
What?
He's a decision maker and he's got all the power and he makes decisions willy-nilly. Love that guy. Can we make sure we remember his name next week?
Yeah.
Also, just while we're in the buttons, big shout out to Lululemon.
Lululemon for men. And those men are definitely not massive dickheads.
And also, just big shout out to our sponsor this week. We absolutely love their oil, Shell.
Shell oil. It's good oil.
Oil yourself.
Right, Archie, should we crack on with
that? Yeah, we've got a button for that. Guys, can we just crack on? Guys, let's just crack on.
Well, Archie, today we are joined by a very special guest. She's become the most famous OnlyFans star in the world. Yeah. She's been shagging uni students for the last 2 months up in Nottingham and some other places.
Well, this podcast has definitely taken a turn. I mean, first week we had Matt Dawson,
yes,
the World Cup winner.
Yeah.
The week after we have WBO, Cruiserweight World Champion of the World.
Yeah.
Last week,
Nathan Hughes, one of the greatest.
Yeah, unbelievable, never done an interview. And then this week, just a girl who loves to get loosey-goosey. I mean, there's only one thing to say. Can everyone just come with me? Everyone up on the line. Everyone up on the line. Onside! Everyone up on the line! Onside! Chat!
Bonnie,
does this banter receive you well?
Bonnie, can you hear us?
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds. You can sit on the phone. I'm just getting a chair.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, fine.
Well, I was gonna do it. The live room was shut.
Who's that man with glasses in the background?
Just someone that services me on a regular basis.
Incredible. Where are you, Bonnie? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Cyprus.
Oh, lovely. Whereabouts in Cyprus?
Who are you, a stalker? It's a bit concerning.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, aren't you?
I've frequented Cyprus. I mean, I prefer Dubai, but I have been to Cyprus a few times. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Bit of golf out there.
Yeah, Nicosia. Wonderful, wonderful town.
Yeah, it's quite nice, but just not too far from the beach.
Can I recommend going to look at Famagusta? Wonderful historic town where Greece and Cyprus had a battle. And it's a ghost town now.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I put that on my CV.
Really?
I know a lot about history.
Well, maybe Bonnie can go check that out later today. That'd be quite nice. Bit of culture.
Are you ready to go?
Well, I should say, after a bit of rearranging, we are delighted today to be joined by, I would say now, the most famous OnlyFans star in the world, the wonderful Bonnie Blue, fresh off her freshest tour in the UK. I mean, you're now on holiday in Cyprus, you were just telling us. Is it hard to switch off from the amount of freshers you've been sort of sleeping with over the last month? Are you missing sex?
Definitely. I'm definitely ready for a break, though. Like, taking that much in such a short amount of time definitely makes me want to have a break. So I feel like a family holiday is definitely needed. And I can't really be tempted to have sex whilst I'm on a family holiday because that'd be a little bit weird.
True.
Bonnie, I know exactly how you feel because I play semi-professional rugby, and you know, throughout the season I'm, you know, ruggers all the time. Just can't get enough of it. You know, I'm out on the lash with the boys doing bum funnels, just enjoying it, you know, willy-nilly. And it's pretty loose. Not, you know, probably quite similar to the work you do. But then when the rugby season finishes, look, no one can tell me to play any rugby, do any bum funnels. I just want some time away.
Yeah.
I want some time away from, you know, from the looseness that is. So yeah, I totally, totally understand and appreciate.
Yeah, sometimes I see it as like a bit of a tease though, because like some of the students aren't that good in bed.
Ooh.
So I get really turned on, really excited, and then they don't make me finish. And then I'm like, I'm going to have to go and sleep with someone else now.
Well, Bonnie, they used to call Archie 2 Second Tim. Who's been the shortest you've heard?
My shortest was 6 seconds. So
wow,
yeah.
That's impressive. So he's a sprinter.
Yeah, I mean, still not as quick as you, though. I mean, 2 seconds.
No, that's just banter. I'm actually phenomenal in bed. A lot of the guys who went to boarding school told me so.
Well, you should show Bonnie, come on, the world-famous vibrator.
Yeah,
you've got the most famous OnlyFans star in the world in front of you.
I'll explain. One of my favourite sex moves is it's called the vibrator. I learned it in boarding school. It's where you lie on a girl with your hands down both thing, and then you
I'll hold your mic.
Yeah, like this.
Right, okay, yeah.
Is that good?
And that normally pleasures them and me.
I mean, I don't really know how, but I'll probably best you try it on me, and then
we should arrange this.
Write that down. Let's get a day in the diary.
100%. So you've obviously got 100K followers, and you want to try and get better in bed. Bonnie, what is your one tip to not just Archie, but also our thousands and thousands of listeners around the world? We've got loads in Australia. You're going to be heading out there. We'll talk about that in a second. But what is your one tip to the guys? And then one tip to the girls. What are guys like?
Yeah, I mean, I always think that when I say if I'm sucking someone off, ask them, do you want it slower or, you know, faster? Yeah. Do you want it harder or softer? Like, ask questions where they can give you actual feedback. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I'd say with guys as a whole, though, can you always making yep. sure you've got a good grip, you're focusing on the tip, you know, using your other hand for the balls.
Right.
Like some girls, they seem to think suddenly they're like an amputee. They're forgetting to use both arms.
Well, it's interesting. The way you describe a blowjob is very much the way I think about goal kicking. It's very methodical. It's process driven. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like to think of the tip of the rugby ball. And then I like to try and hit that tip and you know, yeah. and then I try to draw my eyes with it. And obviously some people when they goal kick, they forget to use their arms, but actually using your arms to follow through like a golf
get
swing
the motion.
Really helps.
And what about a girl, Bonnie? Come on, we've got fucking over 100,000 guys listening to this. What do the girls want? Like Archie's been at the game for years.
Yeah, I'd say like tips if you're licking someone out, make sure you've at least got one or two fingers in. You're right. Focusing on the clit. Like, don't think you just need to go really hard and fast. Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. It's not about necessarily doing it like, you know, super fast. But to be fair, I need more tips for girls. Like I, before this, I didn't really have much experience with women. So I'm still learning. Okay. I mean, you guys can probably give
well,
me
Archie, can you get, well, apart from the vibrator, what's another tip you could share with Bonnie for girls?
With girls, I found talking about your basic salary, showing off your Rolex watch and discussing your LinkedIn profile really helps get the girls excited. You know, it helps that you're in good shape. I think girls appreciate a guy who's got, you know, a phenomenal chassis like I do. Yeah, yeah. You know, 8% body fat. Girls like a guy who plays rugby, let me tell you. Am I right, Bonnie? I mean, if you saw me out in the town with a tie on, sinking some Guinness from a man's bumhole, you think there's a guy who knows to have a good time.
Exactly. I mean, my ex used to play rugby, so I must have something for rugby players.
So, Bonnie, I'm just interested. Obviously, you're a businesswoman, which I really respect, and obviously, you must be making a phenomenal amount of money. I'm a businessman.
Well, come on.
How did this all come about? How, you know, you've obviously come from sort of the abyss to being quite famous in your own right.
Yeah.
What made you come to this point? I'm just interested because I might do an OnlyFans account.
No, of course. So I used to sort of judge people that was a sex worker or did what I did. And like, I've always enjoyed sex, never thought too much of it from a business point of view. And I used to work in recruitment, sort of get given you 22 days annual leave, just like everyone else, get given a base salary, sort of commission if you work really hard, but even sometimes then that's still controlled by someone else. And it got to a point where I was like, I'm going to be doing this job up until I retire. I'm always only going to have 22 sort of days annual leave. Like, I don't want that from my life. I didn't have loads of money behind me or anything like that, so I couldn't have gone straight into investments. And yeah, people say, well, you could make the money else, you know, like in a different way. But like, you wasn't put on this world to struggle, or like, you don't get an extra pat on the back if you've achieved it the hard way round. So I was like, you know what, I'll give OnlyFans a go, because obviously I was aware how much money people could earn. And yeah, it just took off like that. So I was
poor, by the way, working in recruitment. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, did you know
I do? I do a lot of work with a charity, the Micro Penis Foundation, and we've, you know, shocking statistics: 1 in 2 estate agents have a micro penis, and I think the last time we checked, 1 in 4 recruiters in the city have a micro penis, and it's becoming becoming more and more prevalent in people that do CrossFit.
That's
terrible, but we're working to.
Well,
try
we'll put a link in the bio for
please
us to help.
Fred, please do, Bonnie. If you want to donate, please let.
Well,
us
we're
know.
Talking about donations, talking about business. I mean, Archie, you got a well. Obviously, you've got a daughter now after a one-night stand, but you told her you made 250 grand a year. She was impressed.
Yep.
But come on, Bonnie, talk about the money in OnlyFans. How much have you made in the last month?
Oh, so it's over 500K this month. Well, sort of last month. I was getting into a new month now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What are you going to invest that in?
Property mainly is what I invest in, but I want to get into like other investments, but I just don't know
Archie,
what yet.
Now's your time. She's got 500k. She's sat on 500k after a month's work.
Have you thought about investing in either the built-on market, dried meat, wonderful. The market's really buoyant at the moment. Or even my beer brand, Morlash, which is a beer that tastes just like a Rolex.
Oh, really? How does that work?
How does that work?
Well,
how many Rolexes have you sucked on to know it tastes like that?
Well,
you'll have to find that if you subscribe to my OnlyFans page, Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
You will find that's kind of my niche. I suck Rolexes.
You used to sit on steaks.
You know what? It's getting me wet. You know, listening.
Well, yeah, my voice does have that effect. I am a wonderful orator.
Well, Bonnie, let's go back to Freshers because you're up in Nottingham. How many guys do you end up sleeping with up there?
Yeah, so 158 in 2 weeks.
158.
And what was the busiest day? The longest day?
the longest day was 37 in one day. So I started at 4 p.m. and finished at 6 a.m. So that was a long, long day.
Night shift, Japanese hours.
But in a way, Bonnie, you worked in recruitment. You must be used to doing those kind of numbers on the phone.
Exactly. I've just switched recruiting, you know, finance people to recruiting 18-year-olds and virgins.
Yeah. What? And instead of the phone calls, you were just having sex. It's actually. Do you have a CRM system that you type that in and then you sort of follow up, or do you just?
No.
It's just one deal and done.
System to like jog my memory because I seem to forget who I've slept with. So maybe if I had some sort of like system in place, it'd be a bit better.
Well, listen, after this podcast we must discuss CRM systems. It'll be a wonderful, you know, I'm sure there's a we can install
there's a niche
one
there
where you can then just you can add a task and then follow up, you know, with a rating out of 5, or maybe just a really good must call back, didn't quite complete but should call back in 3 months time.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Extra point for meetings.
In terms of these people, like, is there, are you sort of worried how they look? I mean, I don't really understand. Like, can you say, I'm guessing you can say no, but I'm just guessing when you put it out there, the people I imagine that would go are not necessarily people that are, you know, they're probably people that don't get laid a lot.
Yeah, so it's always like a really good mixture. I'm always very, very lucky with the people that I queue in. Sometimes they are, I guess, like a lot bigger people, sometimes athletic people. Like, it really does like depend. And yes, I could say no to anyone, but I say yes to every single one of them as long as they're 18. Because I like to make my content relatable, and not every single one of my subscribers is going to have a chiseled abs with a massive penis.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make my content just for those types of people. And some people do have like a tiny penis, or sometimes they are like a bit bigger and stuff, but that's completely fine. Like, they can still pleasure, they still enjoy watching porn and stuff, so I still want to sleep with them people.
Do you enjoy having, like, obviously having sex with 30 guys you said there in that one day, you're probably shagging a fat guy with a small penis, but do you enjoy it? Like, do they ever make you come? Did, like, or is this all a bit of an act?
Yeah, no, so they do. So, like, I used to fake my porn a lot. I used to sort of fake orgasm on a regular basis, and then I was like, no, I want to, one, I'm not enjoying work that much. If I'm every time faking it, like, I want to enjoy it more. And also I was like, there's nothing wrong if a guy's doing something to me, going, oh, just a little bit to the left, or could you, you know, do it a bit harder, a bit slower, could you put a finger in? So even the bigger guys are the guys I perhaps wouldn't find attractive, or, you know, swipe right on, you know, Tinder for. They still make me come, like, not every time, but I can tell them what I like. They've still got a tongue and a penis and still got fingers that can go inside me. So... yeah, well, they still make me finish.
Talking about Tinder, Archie's been banned from all the apps. Are you on the apps or not?
Oh, say no, I'm banned as well.
Why were you banned?
I kept recruiting 18-year-olds off them.
I'm banned just because I was talking too much business. And they said, listen, this is not a platform for that. It's still hooking up. But I was more interested in, you know, what their fathers did. Just because I think, you know, one day I want to marry and settle down. I'm a single father, Bonnie. I've got a daughter, 2-year-old daughter called Johnny Jono. Wonderful little girl. I was, you know, hopefully one day we'll, you know, settle down, get a house in Surrey, have a holiday house, you know, maybe in Cyprus, who knows? It's all about an investment, and I was hoping to find someone whose parents, you know, have a bit of cash in the bank.
Well, Bonnie, lots of people don't know you were actually married, right, when you were living in Australia?
Uh-huh.
Is that right? That's great. So what age did you get married? Pretty young, I'm guessing.
Well, my man's 20, yeah, so really young.
20. Is he still out in Australia or?
No, he's back in the UK.
But Bonnie, can I ask a question? Like, you've become so well renowned now on all social media. Is there part of you that does find this whole thing quite exhausting? Because obviously you can get your point across on various TV shows, radio shows, podcasts, and, you know, probably people don't really know the real you except your friends and family, but people make an assumption of you when you walk into a bar. Is that exhausting? Like, how do you sort your mental health out? Because let's be serious, you know, you walk into a bar in Clapham, you're a smoking hot chica. I'm gonna check you out. But someone's gonna nudge me and say, look, that's Bonnie from OnlyFans. And someone's going to have a reception of you. I'm guessing you're mentally very strong. You'd be a phenomenal CrossFit athlete, but, you know, how do you deal with that?
Like, mentally, like, I am strong. Like, I'm not bothered. And I also get a lot of sticking online, but I'm not bothered by it. I'm not fazed by it, because they're never the people that I was ever going to subscribe or pay for my content. Like, I solely focus on pleasuring and pleasing the people that do subscribe and that like me. And, like, obviously there's another side to me completely that's away from OnlyFans. Like, I am a wholesome person as well. Like, I think people are surprised when you hear that I enjoy, like, camping, fishing, like, anything outdoorsy and stuff. And I think they must think I must just sit inside, obsessed with myself, just sleeping with people nonstop. And it's like, that's not me all the time. Like, there's an aspect of me that absolutely loves sleeping with people and sex, but I'm also just a normal.
Are you looking for love?
Not yet. If it happens, it happens.
What happens if like a mid-30s businessman came along, played semi-professional rugby, liked to wear caps indoors, made over 200 grand a year?
Kind of looks like Dean Gaffney, but better looking. you know, Bonnie, just DM me if you ever want me to take you to Twickers for a game of ruggers. More than happy to, you know, take you, have a few Guinnesses, maybe go back down to Clapham to Northcote Road, have some cocktails, and then maybe go back to mine and share a boiled chicken.
I mean, perfect. That's good to me.
Yeah. we can take it slow. We can take it slow.
Did you have security issues? Because obviously you were staying in the same flat in Nottingham for a couple of weeks. I mean, did you have any problems you ran into? Because I imagine you get all these horny guys and then they sort of have sex with you, leave, and then want to come back again and they know where you live.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I did have to like take the... So like downstairs you could ring up to the apartment and I had to unplug that because that was just ringing like nonstop throughout the night. I think obviously people then gone out, had drinks, come back and thought... Yeah, I'll go and see Bonnie. But like I sort of expect that, so I don't mind too much. But the one thing I didn't expect is I did a video with 23 guys. So there's a lot of people in a very small space and they started to take like underwear. They'd stole a phone and like just all the little random bits from around the apartment, which I was more annoyed the fact that I'd pleasured them, let them, you know, do whatever they want to me for a video and like pleasured them very well. And then just for them to steal things. So that was a little annoying.
That reminds me of my 13th birthday party. Very similar. I took 15 of my best friends from boarding school to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And they took the piss. They just ordered milk float after milk float. Ended up being...
You're not made of money.
Well, no, my dad picked up the bill, luckily. Yeah. But I mean, again, like, you know, I'd pleasured them. At that age, there's nothing better than having a Diet Coke and a bit of vanilla ice cream in there. And they took the piss.
So.
And I went back after and said, guys... Enough's enough. Yeah. And I cut ties. I can tell you now, I'm not connected with half those people on LinkedIn.
Right, so.
So I completely feel your pain, Bonnie. I'm sorry to hear that. That's absolutely awful.
So you got your phone stolen, and then what, were they sort of accessing it? I don't know.
Yeah, so they couldn't access it because it was locked. Right. But yeah, they were like trying to blackmail me. Say, look, if you don't pay me money, we're going to release the content on your phone. And they were like, oh, we're going to come back tonight because I was hosting a party that night. We're going to steal all your things. But I didn't pay them because I was like, scumbags like you, like, don't deserve anything. And I swiped the phone quite quickly, so they couldn't get anything.
So you're shagging 20 guys. Surely one of them like shames himself in front of the boys. Because, you know, you're always out with the boys, the rugby team. There's a bit of banter when you're naked.
But most of the time I just shame myself if someone doesn't chin a drink quickly.
Right, okay. But I mean, like...
Shame yourself in what way? What do you mean?
Well, shame myself. Are you talking to me or Freddie?
Yeah, no, you. When you're doing like the naked things.
I mean, I don't shame myself. I you know, I've got tactics. When if I'm going into a naked event, which I do, you know, I play rugby a lot and there's a lot of nakedness, you know, I will do some warm-ups, if you know what I mean, and make sure that I'm ready and I look ready. You know, you don't want to be going into an event, be it with Bonnie or even with the boys in the shower if we're playing naked volleyball in the shower room.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, you need
shame yourself.
You don't want to shame yourself. So, you know, there's a nip and tuck, a bit of a, I use a hot water bottle. I rest it on a hot water bottle. That releases some energy and makes it.
I thought you're an expert in this industry.
You really are.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been around boys a lot in my life. You know, since the age of 7, I've been boarding school. and then I work in the city, which is predominantly men, which is disappointing, by the way, Bonnie. I'm not happy about that at all. I did a LinkedIn status the other day and said, there are not enough women doing well. And, you know, here you are speaking
making
to one.
500 grand.
Well, I'll be putting that up. I spoke to Bonnie Blue. She made £500,000 in a month. Aspirational.
She's going to invest in my, So go on, Bonnie. Surely people shame themselves, right?
No, like, so everyone's like, they're different. Like, when you're doing big scenes like that, some people either struggle to get hard. Some people finish really quickly. Some people was like nipping into the bathroom with their friends to try and like watch a video to then come back to sort of join. So it's always dead different and it's intimidating as well. Like people seem to forget sometimes the idea of a big group scene is better in your head than what it actually is in person because I've only got so many holes and I can only entertain so many of you at the same time. So there's going to be people just stood there watching and then that can be intimidating watching your friend pound me and you're thinking, I can't go at that pace or my penis isn't that size.
Commercial break.
Yo, I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is the last season of the Rigbiz podcast. The award-winning Rigbiz motherfucking pod is coming to a close.
Jeez.
What up, bud? You need a hug, cause the rip is nearly over. You see, Archie can't take it no more, he's going loca. No stranger to a lime and soda. We started this part in 2019, before Wuhan Blue was over. Shit has been good though, I can't complain. I could probably do the whole 5 years all over again. Sold out shows all over the country now. Dancing with the cheekies in the chassis, laughing loud like Fred and Archie, please give us one last date. So message all your mates and sign up your fate. We'll be in Clapping Ground on February the 1st. 2 hours of a live show and some rugby for dessert. We got England versus Ireland on a 25-foot screen. Swing low, baby, cause the cheek is gonna scream like backstage popping champagne like this is the opera. But you all made it big and thanks to you we're popular. Now all you gotta do is scroll down to find a podcast link in time and message a couple of mates cause you know you're all friends of mine. Click on the link before we go extinct. One last show to put Clapham on the brink like. We'll see you all on February the 1st for one last time. We love you. If you made that much money, 500 grand a month, and I'm maybe wrong here, so correct me if I am, but how come your mum came down to clean up the flat rather than cleaners?
Yeah, well, she works for me. Like, she was like, she loves doing stuff like that, and she just wanted to be involved. I think she knew coming there was she was going to see me. So I barely got to see my family when I was in Nottingham, even though they're from sort of Derby, Nottingham. So she was like, oh, I'll come down and help you. So
she works for you. So she's like your assistant almost.
Yeah, like she helps with like my social media, helps with like little bits and bobs. She always, if you ever see me stood with one of those signs which say bonk me, it's not that writes them.
She's written it, or your dad?
Yeah, my mum.
Bonnie, who's the most famous person that you've bonked?
Unfortunately, there's no famous people that I've actually slept with.
Well, like, Lily Phillips is quite famous.
Famous people in my DMs, but I've not actually slept with anyone famous.
Yeah, well, go on, because I'm guessing you're very, you know, you had the guy who hosted Countryfile come into, or lady who hosted Countryfile go into your DMs. You've got nearly 100K followers on Insta.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous? You surely have some sports guys, some horny sports guys have seen you all around social. You're impossible to miss right now, and that's why we're loving having you on the Rebus podcast, the award-winning global Rebus pod. But come on, Bonnie, who are the famous people jumping in there?
Oh, like, I'm really bad with names, so I can't remember, but like, yeah, there's been like Arsenal players, Chelsea players, West Ham players.
Ooh. All Liverpool recently.
Players.
Alfie Barbary from Bath, has he slid in?
No, I don't recognise that name.
He probably would have.
He slides into mine. He's the number 8 for Bath. Quite a good looking guy. Any rugby players or not?
Yeah, like a lot of footballers. There's some like rugby players. And like some of the people that message, I mean, I never expose like who's messaged, but I always think, why risk it? Like, because some OF girls would happily post those messages online or like sort of say, if I'm not paying you, I'm going to sell this story.
They're horny, that's
like, some of them need to, like, I actually say, like, because one guy was asking me to organise like a group scene with him with a group of guys. And I said to him, like, look, I'm not ever going to tell people your name, but like, you need to be careful because other people will.
What, a footballer's asking you to organise a gangbang?
Yeah, so a Liverpool
what club?
Football player.
Liverpool football player.
Okay. Yeah, asked me. So he messaged me and said, oh, I've heard about you taking 22 guys in one night. So I'm really jealous. And at the time I joked saying, what, me taking 22 men? And he was like, yeah, why not? So yeah, long story short, he was very jealous that I got to sleep with that many men in a short amount of time. And he wanted me to organise the guys for him.
Talking about football, I saw you at the football the other day. Was it Derby? You were at a Derby match?
Yeah.
What happened there? Because most people go to a football game, have a couple of beers and watch the game, but you did it slightly differently?
Slightly different. I went with my dad and at halftime I went and bonked a fan.
Oh, wow.
What? At halftime you went and shagged a fan? Where?
Good guy?
In the disabled toilets. Yeah, good guy, nice guy. Yeah. Derby was losing as well, so it was, you know, really able to do with
That would be an incredible result. I'm just picturing now that he comes down at halftime, he's using the facilities, probably number one, and then looks to the corner, you're there, and you're like, listen, we've got 10 minutes, let's go. Exactly. And he says, I just need 6 seconds, let's go.
I mean, we could have gone for multiple rounds then.
Yeah. That's why I'm so lucky, because when it does happen to me, then you know, that's when what I said to you, I've had sex 7 times in one night.
Yeah.
In 1 hour.
Yeah, well, I actually had a uni student recently give me 4 cream pies. And I was like, wow, like, I'm impressed. Like, maybe I need to sleep with like 18-year-olds all the time.
I think you should do. Yeah. Well, you're nearly 8. Well, you're a bit older. No, you're double that.
I'm mid-30s now. But, you know, with age comes great experience and responsibility. Bonnie, when do you think you'll sort of finish doing this? Do you like? Do you have a sort of a trajectory, or do you think, right, when I get to a certain age, I made this much money, I'm going to stop? Or
if I wanted to retire now, I could. It's more about, I think, when I stop enjoying it. At the moment, I enjoy it. I love it. I'm so passionate about it. If it gets to a point where I'm like, you know what, I'm not enjoying this as much, or it's starting to feel like a chore, I'll 100% stop. But at the moment, it's like a passion. It's my hobby, and I earn a good income from it. So no plans to stop yet. I'd say I'm at least going to be in the industry for a minimum of 5 years.
Archie's got a complicated relationship with his dad. Seems like you've got a great one with your parents, who seem to be incredibly supportive. Yeah. But didn't you complicate relationship? Did you sleep with the dad and son the other day?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah. So I slept with the son first, and then the dad got really, like, jealous. And I thought, because he turned up with his dad a few days later, and I thought, oh, his dad has come to tell me off, or, like, I don't know what I was expecting. And no, it turns out the dad was very jealous of the son and wanted to sleep with me. So we went for round two.
Yeah, not going to lie, that's sort of my dream in the other way. My dad married a girl that was 2 years older than me in my school. End up marrying her, and then, okay, you know, yeah. I've always thought that would be, if I do ever get invited back for Christmas, that would be like my dream, you know.
Yeah, you've been a good boy, here's your present.
Sleep
I'd be like, does she have 6 seconds left? No, I'm only joking. I don't. Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Archie's dad, he's just talking about, is on his fourth wife. I mean, do you think it's okay that men cheat on their wives with you?
Like, I've openly spoke about this a lot. I do really think women are lazy, especially when it comes to the bedroom. They seem to want bills being paid for. They still want the guy to clean the house and everything else. And then they get to the bedroom and they don't even want to go down on him. But then if a guy is to say to a woman, look, I would like you to go down on me a little bit more, or I'd like you to, you know, pleasure me more, they'll kick off. And it's like a massive issue.
You've done spring break in Cancun. School is in Australia. Fresh is in the UK. Who are the best at having sex? The Americans, the Australians, or the Brits?
Oh, I'd probably say the Brits.
Wonderful to hear. I think the nation will be... That, yeah. We should get that clipped. That is wonderful.
Yeah. I'd say, like, the Channel 4 News. Australians are the most, like, nervous ones. Yeah. They are the most timid. But obviously, you get some that are different. Like, I can remember there was one schoolies one in Australia last year that was, like, absolutely brilliant. Like, he came back to, like, multiple rounds with me. So, like, obviously, there always is ones that are different, but as a general, I say British people are better in the bed. Aussies are more nervous, and the American ones are very, very confident, borderline cocky. But yeah. I think that's with most Americans.
Yeah, that's just Americans and some Brits.
It would be wonderful if we can. I don't know if you'd be interested in talking about a business opportunity, but maybe like the Bonnie Olympics, and we get a member from each country to, and we just sort of have various competitions, maybe 3 or 4 competitions, like cunnilingus. Sex and then snogging, and they compete in 3 events, and at the end, you know, we find a winner, and we find the best nation, and you can be the judge.
Yeah,
write that down. That's a really good idea. Picture. I'll send you a deck afterwards, and maybe we can get some money behind it, like a sponsor, like HSBC. Do you think they'd be interested? It might be interesting.
Well, awesome. Bonnie, a couple of years on OnlyFans, what is your body count up to about now?
Yeah, actually, I really don't know what my body count is. I think it's anywhere between like 500 and 1,000.
Okay,
that's not bad.
The thing is that I'm so oblivious to majority of things. Even when people list off sex positions, I'm like, which one's that one? Is that am I on top? Are you on top? Like,
what is the best position?
I take a book with me out, so if I'm back at someone's house and they ask, I say, I just got that. Oh, that one. Okay.
But when I first started in the industry, I was Googling things. They'd be talking about things, and I was too nervous to say, sorry, I don't know what that is, or like, I don't know what position that is. So I'd just be stood there Googling things like one after the other.
Oh, my God.
Best sex position for me, it's the speed bump. So I'm lying face down, one leg slightly sort of like cocked up. Yeah. I think that one to me is my favorite. Doggy's good if I'm just like in a really slutty mood. Do you know what I mean? Like, thank me, pull my hair.
That was my head of dorm's favorite position, Gleb Koshlev.
It's a
go-to,
like, everyone likes it.
Yeah.
And then I really like just like a thumb on the arsehole. That's a good one.
What, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Either, really, because if you're in doggy, like, obviously from the guy's point of view, you can either obviously do it like that or
thumb down. I like to be positive, so I'll put my thumb up. I think if you do thumb downs, it's a negative connotation, and you don't want to make someone feel disappointed from behind when they can't see you.
True. I've not thought of it like that.
Yeah. So a little tip, Bonnie, you've obviously done Australia, America, England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland. Have you thought about, you know, going to China? It's a very interesting place for business, and could be a real opportunity.
I feel like there'd be less people, like, because you only have one kid, can't you? Or is that not the rule anymore?
If anything, there'd be more people. I mean, it's the most heavily populated country in the world.
That is true.
And I don't think they could all bag up so you don't have a baby. But, I mean, it could be phenomenal business. I mean, you're thinking you could probably triple the cash. You could probably make $1 million in a month.
Yeah, I mean, most things are made there as well. But I feel like the fact that I don't shower sometimes between the scenes, they might have a bit of an issue. I feel like they're very hygiene.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Well, we'll look into it.
Okay. That or Russia?
Yeah, I don't think I'd get along well there.
No.
It's quite a fractious place to do business right now, currently.
You also fought 14 builders in Sheffield, giving birth to my favourite ever headline in a newspaper, which was, "I made builders ham sarnies before they gave me their meat." What a wonderful world we live in. I mean, how was that? Was that a good one?
Yeah, good. Very messy, because, like, obviously building sites are messy. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, because obviously when girls walk past builders, they often, like, wolf whistle, or, you know, they just wanted to have a laugh. And obviously usually girls kick off about it and they don't entertain it. And I was like, no, I want to go and find a group of builders, go and give them some good, you know, a good snack, and then pleasure them. And then afterwards, like, they've done their work shift, they can go home, go back to the partners, you know, help them empty the dishwasher, just knowing they've had such a good time.
In the past, when a girls have wolf whistled at me, you know, I've certainly... I it's happened to me once, actually. I heard a wolf whistle. I thought it was me. I went over. I was like, okay, let's do this.
It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me.
I saw a wolf whistle.
Don't put yourself down. You're doing bloody well. You know, money is everything. You know, and my dad always said to me, you won't be happy until you make loads of money. And you've done that. So
I mean, how much are you set to make this year? Probably 3-4 mil?
Yeah, it's not going to be anything between 4 or 5 mil. Jesus. Possibly 6. Like, it really... depends, like, because some of the months, like this month's already looking like it could be 700, so it goes up quite.
Do you want to sponsor our podcast?
But Bonnie, can I just set the record straight here, because obviously there's a lot of rumors, but I just want to know, you're not involved in the consortium to buy London Irish Rugby Club, are you?
No, you should be.
Could be a great investment for you.
I know. I did think the other day a football team messaged, like, oh, would you like to sponsor our football team? And I was like, that'd be quite good, because then I, you know, be able to go and have fun with the players, the dads.
Well,
sponsor the Falcons.
There's a guy we can put you in contact called Stefan Armitage, or Dylan Armitage, who are big into London Irish rugby. I'm sure they'd be open to, you know, having chats. If you want that to happen, we could connect you guys.
Yeah, that'd be good. Half-time fun.
Bonnie, what do you want to say to, you know, we've got loads, thousands and thousands of listeners between the ages of 18 and 30 men, you know, who just love sport and love life, a lot of still at university. What do you want to say to them? What's your message?
Just, if you ever see me out, come and say hi. The chances are you can get me on my knees. Like, my main goal is to pleasure you, give you a good time, and just to thank you, because, like, my life has changed because of them types of people.
You're welcome.
I just want to say thank you.
I'll speak on behalf of everyone. You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, hopefully, you know, you can make it to our live podcast in February at the Clapham Grand. We sold it out, so maybe
we would like
down.
You to be there in Clapham. Have you ever been to Clapham?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, my days! You would bloody love it. You would absolutely love it. Come sucking some Rolexes with me.
Oh yeah, I would like that. Yeah, that'd be good.
Nice.
Well, it tastes a bit bloody though. A bit metal-y.
You haven't sucked enough Rolexes. I tell you that now. Some taste delicious. Yeah.
Last thing we want to say is you get a lot of abuse from a lot of people. What's the worst thing you've got? Have you got death threats? Message to the haters?
Every day I wake up to different death threats, or I'm going to do this to you, or you're disgusting. Someone even said to me, like, oh, I hope, you know, God comes and, you know, abuses you and stuff. And I'm like, when I read them comments, I'm more like, you're the one that needs the help. Like, it's not me. Like, I'm doing what I enjoy. And it always comes from fat middle-aged women as well. So probably my advice is go and do some exercise, try and get out the council house with your 6 kids with different dads, and have a nice life.
And on that note, I just want to say to people who keep writing to me and saying I look like a rat, can you just cut it out, okay? They keep saying rat boy, but I actually think you need help. Hugo underscore style 89.
It's always him, isn't it?
Bonnie, thank you so much.
Bonnie, have a wonderful life. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Love and champagne.
Thank you so much for coming on. And enjoy your time in Australia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, oh my God. Not every day you talk to an incredible businesswoman like her.
Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, she's got a great relationship with her parents.
For the first time ever, I'm kind of speechless. I really am thinking about doing OnlyFans.
Well, Archie, since the podcast came out last week, we now are officially doing a live show. I mean, it's all been signed, sealed, delivered. The link is in the bio. Click on the link. You can get tickets immediately. February the 1st, Clapham Grand. It's going to be the biggest, loosest night ever.
It's our last ever show. We said it for the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, this podcast is coming to an end. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, we've interviewed everyone from England cricket captain to an OnlyFans girls who sleeps with 500 people, possibly maybe 1,000.
Maybe 1,000.
That's an unusual podcast. But we are going to Clapham Grand 1st of February. After you've done Dry January, you'll be able to come to Clapham Grand. We've got massive guests about to confirm, probably next 2 weeks. Huge. They're huge.
Well, hopefully Bonnie can come along as well.
Bonnie hopefully will be there in the disabled loo. We're hoping to do some work there. And then we're going to watch the game, and then we're going to have a massive piss up to celebrate. I mean, it's been 5 glorious years. We've actually thoroughly enjoyed it. We're massively proud of the podcast. It wouldn't be anything without you guys. Click on the link. I think we've already sold near 100 tickets. Yeah. We haven't really done any advertising for it. No. But the aim is to sell out and have one massive show.
It's the greatest ever show ever, isn't it? You rock up, you have 2 hours of a live show with two huge guests, and then you watch England-Ireland on a huge HD screen singing the national anthem with Archie.
I'll be probably leading the charge.
Yeah.
I won't get as loose as this weekend.
No, please don't.
Maybe I will, I don't know.
It'd be a pretty shit exciting show if you pass out.
But anyway, listen. We'll be back next week. Next week we've got a rugby legend, New Zealand World Cup winning legend,
two times.
So back to service will resume.
Back to rugby.
That's it. Just click on the link. Come join us for one night only.
The biggest show ever.
That's it, Clodis. I think I'll see you next week. Love and champagne, my friend.
All right, mate. Have a great weekend.
Just quickly, can you look into an OnlyFans page?
Well, yeah, I don't.
Mate, I reckon I like. I'm happy to lick 7 to 8 Rolexes and if that's the
really
point, yeah.
You're happy to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Give
and
me
I'll
a Rolex and I'll lick it.
Yeah. The world is so small till it ain't. Yeah. I'm building up a wall till it break. She hate it when I call and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting. I hope I never keep you waiting. Yeah. I think I know it all, but I don't. Why you always at the mall when you're broke? Yeah. And I just wanna ball, maybe dunk, but I never been tall. Yeah, I might trip, I never fall. God knows I came close.
Don't try this at home.
I know I probably need to do better. Fuck whoever, keep my shit together. You never told me being rich was so lonely. Nobody know me. Oh well, hard to complain from this 5-star hotel. I'm always in a rush, I've been thinking too much. But keep it on the hush, no one need to know, just us. That's really all it takes. We don't need nothing but today. The world is so small, till it ain't.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.